So what are the signs that you are merging with your higher self? First, it's important to understand that you can powerfully and radically transform yourself in every area of your life by merging with your higher self. Just that one shift, just that one simple shift from your relationships to your finances to your mental, emotional well-being, your enjoyment of life, merging with your higher self is also the catalyst for having amazing synchronicities show up in your life, for having amazing experiences show up in your life. And it is so much closer and it is so much easier than you could ever imagine. All that's required is, that's it, merging with your higher self. It is the greatest power. Better said, it's probably better said that it is the greatest untapped power in your life, while at the same time being the most accessible and most available part of your existence. In fact, it's who you truly are on a soul level. It's like having $1 million in front of you and you are instead choosing to go through couch cushions to find loose change to buy soda from the soda machine, something like that. So today we are going to simplify it and give you the signs, which at the same time are going to be the how-tos to merge with your higher self so you can leave those couch cushions alone and experience the wealth, experience the abundance, experience the vibrant life, experience the upgrade in every area of your life. Today, we're going to talk about who and what is the higher self. We're going to talk about the radical transformation that takes place when you merge with your higher self. We're also going to share what are the signs and what are the how-tos of merging with your higher self. And I'm going to share with you 4 key practices that will help you more easily merge with your higher self.
Let's get into it.
So let's start here. What's the higher self? The higher self is often described as the true essence of who you are, beyond the layers of ego, beyond the layers of your personality, beyond the layers of your physical body. Those are just instruments, tools, the vehicle that the higher self uses to have experiences in the 3D reality. It is an imagining itself to be that so that it can experience or have experiences in reality. The higher self is the aspect of your consciousness that transcends the limitations of identity and personality and belief and whatever the state of your current circumstances are. In fact, every aspect of the material world, it is what's behind the veil. Right? So the higher self witnesses these experiences. It witnesses the personality self. It witnesses these circumstances without being affected by them. So if you are struggling, maybe with finding purpose, maybe you feel that because you had a rough upbringing or periods of times when you felt unloved, maybe rejected, maybe you lost someone, and you're trying to find purpose, maybe going through a dark night of the soul, or you've attained heights in business, in life that you never thought imaginable, but there's still that sense of unfulfillment. So whether you're struggling with finding purpose or fulfillment, or maybe you're just interested in spiritual growth, consciousness, personal development, self-improvement, those types of things, merging with your higher self offers numerous benefits. I'm going to share with you in just a moment. And these benefits can profoundly impact your life, enhance your well-being, your relationships, your sense of purpose, your sense of fulfillment. It is what you've always been seeking in everyone, everywhere, and everything out there. Because everyone, everything, and everywhere out there is just a projection of it. You've been trying to find it in things when it's been in you the whole time. As you have, having been birthed into the world as an infant, become a child, become a teenager, young adult, adult, to wherever you are in your life, as you've gone through these changes, as you've gone through these evolutions, if you've gone through these different phases of yourself, it's the part of you that has always remained I. It was I as the infant, it was I as the child, it was I as the teenager, the young adult. It has always remained I through all these changes. And it is the power that is in you, in fact, is you, for your true identity. Beyond this is your higher self, is your higher self. So if you're drowning in processes, you're trying to find the next thing to do, the next book to read, the next video to watch, the next movie that speaks to where you want to be, where you want to go, you're drowning in these practices and processes with little to no to temporary success. It's all about finding and merging with your higher self so you can reap the benefits of merging with your higher self. And so the question becomes, how do I do? How do I merge with my higher self? And in a minute, I want to share with you how merge with your higher self. But first, let me just share some of the benefits. The inner peace that means everything to you. When you merge with your higher self, you gain access to a deeper sense of peace and calm in the midst of whatever is going on. You transcend it all. Enhance intuition. As you merge with your higher self, your intuition, your antenna, your ability to pick up on certain things becomes greater. And this heightened sense of knowing can help you navigate the challenges of life. You just walk right through them because your intuition tells you to go this way. Emotional healing. The higher self allows you to view your emotions and experiences from a place of non-judgmental. You don't label something as good or bad, or I'm good or I'm bad, or this was good or this was bad. You observe it from a place of non-judgmental awareness. And without that sting of judgment, it has little to no effect on you, and it dissolves. The healing that you find yourself seeking, the negativity that you feel may surround you, it just dissolves. And you cultivate in its place self-love, self-compassion. It improves your relationships. When you merge with your higher self, you become more aware of the connectedness that what I do to another, I do to myself. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so would I want to hurt myself? Would I want to take advantage of myself? Would I want to manipulate myself? No. You see the interconnectedness that even the people that show up in your reality are just a projection of how you have imagined them. They are a projection of your higher self and what you do to them, how you see them. It's reflected back to you. So authentic living is another benefit of merging with your higher self is you align with your higher self. You begin to live more authentically. The validation you've been seeking, the want to be viewed a certain way, the want to live more authentically, say what you want to say, do what you want to do, without being concerned about how someone may take it, not wanting to rock a boat. Merging with your higher self allows you to make choices that align with your true values and your true desires. And this alignment leads to a more freer, more genuine, and more fulfilling life, free from the expectations of society. That's it. So stay tuned until the end for the four key practices that will help you more easily experience this and merge with your higher self. I'm going to pause right here and just share that. Hi, I'm James, the Ascension Coach. I help people connect with higher states of consciousness, align with their higher self, and discover their soul's purpose. If you find that this content resonates with you, I deeply encourage you to comment, like, follow, and or subscribe. And if you need coaching, if you need coaching on your own ascension journey, your spiritual awakening journey, just your personal development journey, please send me an email. Let's hop on a call, quick free call. Let's see where you're at. Let's see what needs to be worked out. And if I can help you, we will create a plan for just that. So, how do I merge with my higher self? Merging with your higher self, let's debunk some of this. Merging with your higher self isn't about becoming someone new. It isn't about becoming a different version of your personality. And so it isn't about becoming someone new. It's about recognizing what you've always been. The journey of merging with your higher self can often feel elusive because you feel you have to seek something externally that's always been right here, that's inherently internal. The search, however, in the books, in the videos, in the processes, in the practices, can be misguided, can absolutely take you further down a rabbit hole, making it harder to remove the obstacles that's standing in the way of what's already there. It's the implication that your higher self is something that's separate from you, that you have to go get, that you have to do something to get it. That it's something to be found rather than to just be aware of. The truth is, you are already your higher self. And that's the greatest sign. The greatest sign is just your recognition that I'm something more. That there's no need to become it. That there's no need to find it. That there's no need to achieve it. Instead, it is the process of removing everything you are not. The mind, the body, the personality, the roles that you play, the stories that the ego are telling you in your mind that you agree with, identify with, and believe in, anything that's transient, that you are separate from others, anything that can be changed, that is here one moment, gone the next. It's removing all of that.
This has got to all go. All of this has got to go.
Because these illusions are fueled. They are fueled by your attention. And where your attention goes, your energy goes. So you are fueling them with your energy by giving attention to them. When you give your attention to illusions, such as the belief in separation, such as fear, such as egoic stories that are playing out over and over, and this is what they did, and this is what they said, and this is what I can't achieve, and I won't be able to do this, and if I had this, all of that. You give life to these stories. And they become your reality. However, once you withdraw your attention, maybe you're just aware. Maybe you're just witnessing them. When you withdraw your attention from these illusions and focus instead on the truth of who you are, the truth of your being, you begin to live live from your higher self and as your higher self. The task therefore is to not attain a higher state of being, but to let go. Let go. Let go of everything that is not aligned with your true self. And this process of letting go, it's not about rejecting or denying that you had this experience or this showed up in your reality, but it's about recognizing that I'm not that. Those are just appearances, but they're not the truth. They're just temporary states that have appeared in consciousness, but they're not the essence of who I am. And so the only power that they have is the power that I give them. But I can choose to be unaffected, unbothered by all of it. So, question, drop this in the comments below. What are you so attached to? What is that thing that you so believe in, so react to, so identify with, that maybe now in this moment you're pondering, or maybe you already know that that's your biggest obstacle. What's your biggest obstacle to merging with your higher self? Just drop it in the comments below. The next thing I want you to know before we go into some practical tools to help you merge is a few things. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. Merging with your higher self is not a linear path, but is a continual unfolding. And at times you're circling back and unfolding, and then you're circling back and unfolding some more, and then you're circling back and unfolding some more. Be patient with yourself. It's a continuous unfolding of your true nature. And another thing, recognize that it begins with just a simple yet profound recognition of what you are not, of what you have been conditioned to believe, and knowing that you are not that. You are not your thoughts. You are not your personality. You are not your body. You are not your emotions. These are just things that arise in consciousness. You don't have to identify with them. You don't have to believe them. You don't have to react to them. You are the awareness that observes these experiences. You are the consciousness that gives life to all things. So stop giving life to what you don't want by giving attention and your energy to what you do. So as you learn to stop judging according to appearances and seeing the illusions for what they are, it's nothing you have to do. The higher self emerges more fully on its own in your experience. And it's not a process of doing. As you can see in that, it's just a process of being aware, of allowing and being. It's about recognizing that you are the source of your reality. What you give attention to, you give light to, what you take attention away from, dissolves back into potential and possibility. It is you reclaiming your awareness, and in reclaiming your awareness, you reclaim your true power. And as you embody this truth, you begin to live from your highest potential, creating a life that reflects the deepest aspects of who you truly are, as love, as wholeness, as abundance, as well-being, as a vibrant life. That is what now gets reflected back to you in your 3D reality experience. So, before I go into these key practices, for you who have been able to experience this radical transformation, or maybe you're on the ascension journey, or maybe you've experienced a spiritual awakening, in aligning with your higher self, what has been the biggest shift that you've noticed? I love to hear it. I would love to hear it. Drop it in the comments below. Share it with all of us. And someone may need that encouragement. So, to simplify this journey, here are four signs and at the same time, four key practices to merge with your higher self. When you find yourself asking, who am I beyond my thoughts, beyond my emotions, beyond this physical body? As I listen to this, as I watch this, who is the one that's aware that watching is happening, that listening is happening? This process of self-inquiry helps dissolve the ego's hold and now directs your attention to the one who is observing and witnessing it all taking place, the part of you that exists beyond it all, that is quietly behind the veil, just being the observer. That is the sign when you find yourself questioning, and that is the how-to. Another thing is mindfulness and stillness. Be still. It's the distractions of life. It's the attention going here, going there, but once you are still, that's when you know that you are God. You are the higher self. Practice staying fully present, being fully in the moment, and allowing that to be your state of being. And then another sign that you are merging with your higher self is focusing on the I am. That's my big one. Focusing on the I am. Just really setting your attention on that quiet presence, that stillness. Just being aware of being aware that I am. When you are finding yourself focusing more of your attention on your I am-ness instead of your I am not-ness, you are merging with your higher self. You are entering into place where I and my Father are one. So the fourth key practice and how-to is letting go of attachments. What are you attached to? Who are you attached to? Where are you attached to? What are the ideas you're attached to that you've placed your identity so much in these transient things? It's about letting go, experiencing them in the moment, and letting go. Knowing that you are something infinitely greater that is beyond any experience, anything, or anyone. It is allowing yourself to become unmoved, unbothered, unaffected, detached from anything that shows up. Just being there in the moment with it, but being detached from it. So that is the four of many, I'm sure, signs that you are merging with your higher self, and at the same time, what you can do to merge with your higher self. And as I close, if any of this resonates with you, as I said before, you're seeking help on your ascension journey, your spiritual awakening journey, just your life journey at all. If this content resonates with you, like and subscribe, but also feel free to reach out. I will definitely be sure to follow up and hop on some communication with you. Could be email, could be call, could be Zoom, and we will see if I can help you navigate your journey. Having said that, I love and appreciate you. Namaste.